Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Steve Randazzo, who is the Chief Growth Officer for Bus Patrol. That's the company behind the Buffalo School Bus Stop Arm cameras, which go fully live beginning this morning. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning. You have installed these school bus stop arm cameras that are aimed to stop people from blowing past school buses when they have the red lights flashing and the stop sign on. They've been on buses for a while now, a couple of months in Buffalo, although not fully live. How would you describe what's gone on so far in Buffalo? Have they been working? Were there any kinks to kind of flatten out, iron out before today?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on to talk about this critical issue. I'd first say it's a little ironic that I was following the traffic report where smooth traffic was discussed this morning. This is a critical issue, though, where on your morning commute or on your way home from work, it's actually really important to slow down, because this is the moment when students are getting on and off the school bus, which is very important to make sure that when kids are crossing the street, getting on and off the school bus, that they can get on safely without the fear of a reckless driver passing that school bus. And that's what happens all too often around the city of Buffalo, around the state of New York, and around the country. It's actually estimated that 45 million times a year, motorists illegally pass the school bus in violation of the vehicle and traffic law. And that's a very serious issue. It could endanger a child's life. That could be 45 million times that a child doesn't make it home from school. And that's not something that parents ever even want to think about. So with this new program that Bus Patrol has launched with Buffalo Public Schools and the city of Buffalo, we equipped every single school bus across the fleet. So that's nearly 600 school buses. All of them have these stop arm cameras on them now. And what we've been doing over the last 90 days is educating the public, being very loud about it, making sure that through all communication channels, TV, radio, print, parent letters sent home. And then this other mechanism we utilized was a warning ticket program. So about 90 days ago when we launched it, anyone who broke this law got a final warning, and it was mailed home to them if they broke the law, if they were captured on camera. And over that time, about 4,000 warning letters were mailed to motorists. And this is sort of the end of the warning period, so to speak. And this is where we've reached the point where we're aligned with the school district and with the city of Buffalo to begin enforcing this law in full effect. So beginning today, if you pass a school bus illegally with its arm out and the red lights flashing, you're subject to a $250 fine for breaking that vehicle and traffic law.
Steve, does it work? In other communities with these stop arm cameras, have you seen a change in driver behavior?
Oh, yeah. So we're installed on nearly 30,000 school buses across 16 states, and that's including numerous communities within the state of New York, about 11,000 school buses to date. And our data is actually unequivocally in favor of the behavioral change. So what we see first is that over 90% of folks who receive one violation in the mail never repeat the offense. It's the lowest repeat offender or recidivism rate in all of automated enforcement. And then this has been publicly reported on a lot, especially down on Long Island, where we've been live in places like Nassau and Suffolk County for several years, anywhere between a 20 to 40% year-over-year drop in the dangerous behavior.
Wow, that's a pretty eye-popping number. How many warnings do you know have been given out in Buffalo? Has it been a lot, a few? And do you expect that to have an impact, you know, based on today and what you just said, where maybe you won't be handing out a whole lot of $250 tickets starting today?
Yeah, the goal is to give out no tickets. The thing is that some people, unfortunately, do have to be a little bit nudged by getting hit in the wallet, unfortunately. But the goal is first and foremost to educate people. So that's why over the last 90 days, about 4,000 warning violations were mailed out to motorists who did technically break the law. And so we believe that the enforcement piece to this is just one piece to making people drive safer and to have a safer road environment out there for our residents. So it's education, it's enforcement, and it's engineering. So the education is ongoing. Not only was there a very robust public service announcement and awareness campaign for the last 90 days, there's going to be ongoing education. So this is going to be something that you that folks in Buffalo hear about for weeks and months and even years to come. There will be constant reminders about school bus safety. That'll become more of the cultural norm in Buffalo. Enforcement, like I said, sometimes people just, even if they know they're breaking the law, they do it anyway because you know sometimes people just need that sense of accountability. And ultimately, engineering is a critical component to the puzzle as well, where sometimes we have to think about redesigning our roads or moving school bus stops, and that's actually what's going to be coming out of this as well, is the data. Being on every bus means that we can actually provide those hotspots and those data points to the city, to the school district, so that they can make more thoughtful route planning decisions, school bus stop planning decisions, and potentially even re-engineering roads to be able to make sure it's a safer environment out there.
Steve, real quickly, what does the city get out of that $250 fine?
Oh, so it's they receive all of it by New York state law. So the way the program works is that we equip all the buses, and we did all the buses because it's really this was important to folks on the city council and the broader community that we met with. Every bus means every child's safety is equally prioritized. It's not like cherry picking these buses or that bus or this kid from this part of town. It's every bus, every child has an elevated level of safety. And then bus patrol, we record the violation through our AI engine. We have an AI engine we've coded since 2017. Her name is Ava. Ava captures the violation. It gets quality reviewed and pre-screened over on the bus patrol side. And then we send it to the city for another review. So every single violation has to be reviewed, the video evidence reviewed by the city of Buffalo. And then they make a final determination about who gets mailed a ticket or not. And then through that, all of the fines do flow to the municipality. And that's the way the New York state law works, is that any municipality that does this does receive the paid fines as a result of doing the program.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.